A month out from the first day of school, a pair of teachers turned state representatives take thousands of teachers' questions about how this fall will work to the State Department of Education. Tulsa Democrat Melissa Provenzano says federal plans aside, many Oklahoma teachers are waiting to hear from their own districts about plans to deal with the coronavirus.
Most teachers have already started working and planning for their coming school year. And so what we need is a comprehensive plan, and it would be nice to have the State Department of Education, as well as the professional organizations that support the people that do the work, come out and say, you know, here are the expectations to how to protect everyone.
McLean High School librarian Michelle Stevenson says she's preparing for the worst, a 100% virtual start to the year. But she still wants a plan in place covering questions like what will happen if a teacher gets sick, who's responsible for disinfecting objects and areas, will teachers and staff have to buy their own protective equipment, and will students face daily temperature screenings.
There are a lot of moving parts to a school, so it's not just as simple as we'll have the kids wash their hands and stay far apart and put masks on and everybody will be safe.
Stevenson says the uncertainty is making it hard to look forward to the new year.
Just kind of puts a damper on everything a little bit, because the beginning of school is really exciting for me anyway, and now it's a little bit lackluster because it either may not come, or it may come in this, you know, virtual format, or you know, something different, and it's not the same.
Tulsa Democratic Rep. John Waldron helped get teachers' concerns to the State Department of Education. He says teachers just need to know what to expect.
Teachers will do all kinds of, they'll make all kinds of sacrifices for their students if they just know what they're being asked to do. It's time to ask them.
In a response to a letter from Rep. Melissa Provenzano, State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister said a system of safety protocols that correspond with the state's new color-coded COVID response system is in the works, but she would like to see all districts require masks for teachers and students. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.